Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Mkanda Wira.
Good afternoon, Mr. Malot.
How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. How are you today?
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Now, we are continuing, you know, to talk about this very topic that we've been talking about since Monday. And many of us, by the way, are good at making good excuses for not doing the things we know we should do, like committing to personal devotion time with God. We've been too busy to read the Bible or pray, and maybe even started skipping church altogether at times. It's not that we don't want to do these things. We're just always thinking there'll be a time when we will be less busy. But will that day ever really come? Please do answer me out today. If you're listening and you are joining us on the radio, will your time ever come? Do you think it will come? Well, the pastor is going to be here to also help us to navigate that question. Now, Pastor, what are some biggest practical challenges to consistently making time for God?
Good question. There must be plenty in Scripture, plenty of excuses that people have come up with. But Paul identifies three. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to read what he says first, and then we can talk about it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. This is what the Bible says. And you he made alive. I'm using the New King James Version. He says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. And verse 3, the Bible says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. And so in these three verses, Paul identifies three challenges that we have to our spiritual warfare: the devil, the world, and the flesh. These are the biggest challenges that we have. And so in overcoming the setbacks we have in creating time for God, all we have to contend with are these three things. So as we deal with these three things, we then deal with the challenges that we have in drawing us back from creating time for God. Now, Ephesians itself tells us this in chapter 6 and verse 12 and 13. This is what the Bible says. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And then verse 13 tells us, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And so Scripture tells us, as we contend with these three things, when we overcome, then we will be in a position to create time for God and not make excuses. And how we overcome these three things is when we put on the whole armor of God. When we place our lives in God, when we surrender to the will of God and our lives are connected with Him spiritually as we live a physical life, will be able to overcome the world, the devil, and our own flesh, and will not make excuses as far as creating time for God is concerned.
Now, how can we navigate dry or difficult seasons in our faith where spending time with God feels like a struggle, difficult, and almost you don't want to do it? How do we navigate those difficult, trying times?
Good question. As you were asking the question, I was thinking of Job or Joseph or David. These are men who saw dry seasons. They experienced difficult times, and had the right to give up if there was ever such a thing. But no, they did not. And as I think of David, Joseph, Paul, and all, I'm drawn to the book of Hebrews. This is what Paul says in Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things not seen. Verse 2, the Bible says, For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. In other words, a good report. And so, if we ask Job today, how did he survive his dry seasons, his difficult times? His answer would be by faith. If we ask Joseph, how did you survive your dry seasons, your difficult times? His answer would be by faith. If you ask David, he would give you the same answer. In fact, Paul goes on and on to talk about these faithful men and women. And in this same chapter, chapter 11, verse 32 to 34, this is what he says. After he has discussed the major players of Bible times, this is what he says. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the other prophets. And verse 32, the Bible says, who through faith subdue kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. And verse 34, the Bible says, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, and turned to flight the armies of the enemies. And so it was only through faith that all of these Bible characters obtained a good report, even in their dry seasons. And so it is the same for us. All we need to do is don't lose your faith. It is true, we will be battered by life. This life is tough. We'll be battered, we'll be beaten, we'll be thrown down, we'll be persecuted, we will lose a lot of things. But in all those circumstances, the only one thing we need to hold on to, we can lose it all, but don't lose the faith. Because it is through faith that we then overcome our dry seasons. We overcome our difficulties. And so whatever happens to us, hold on to the faith and don't lose it. So you overcome your difficulties too, like the sense of awe did.
And indeed, we can actually learn from that. Thank you so much for these examples. Now, how do we resist the temptation of busyness and the distractions of modern life? It seems it's difficult or even impossible to avoid.
Very true. Very, very difficult and almost impossible to avoid. Very true. And I find that there are two ingredients to overcoming such temptations. The two are discipline and deliberateness. We need to be deliberate and we need to be disciplined. So we create a course that we are disciplined and deliberate to. You see, modern or not, the life of Jesus Christ was a very busy life. So was that of Paul. So was that of his disciples. But they still made time to spend with God. Let me give you an example. In the book of Mark, in chapter 6, in fact, let me just read it instead of say, Mark chapter 6, verse 30 and 31, this is what the Bible says. Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And verse 31, the Bible says, and Jesus said to them, come aside by yourselves to a desert place, to a deserted place, and rest a while. And then Mark tells us the reason Jesus said this to his disciples. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time enough to eat. So the life of the disciples, that of Christ, was a busy life. So much so that they needed deliberate to create time for themselves for rest and for communion with God. Like Luke told us on Monday, Christ would then isolate way before the day began or way after the day had ended. He would isolate either into the mountains or into a desert place to just be by himself with his Father. So the two ingredients that we need to master as far as creating time for God is concerned are, number one, discipline. We need to discipline ourselves and our relationship with God, so much so that it doesn't become a routine where we just are checking boxes. And we need to be deliberate about our spending time with him. When we put those things together, so I was saying the two ingredients we need to master.
Yes. Okay. I think we keep cutting there now. I'm not sure. The line is being
good. We put these two together. When we put these ingredients together, we would form a habit that would be very hard to break, even in a...
I think we're struggling there. I think the line
despite
is...
all the temptations.
Yeah, Pastor, we kept on losing you there. Maybe if you can just move around as we go to towards the close of our discussion. Now, what would you say? Hello?
Am I audible now?
Yes, you are. You are. I can hear you. Now, what are some small practical ways we can incorporate, faith into the ordinary non-religious moments of the day? For instance, commuting to work, school, running errands, etc.
All right. I'm the one who kept losing you this time around. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I was asking if there are some small and practical ways in which we can incorporate our faith into ordinary non-religious moments of the day, you know, like going to work, like going to the shops, like going to the schools, and you know, meeting up with a friend, etc., etc.
Yes, there are actually a number of those we can do, and it's part of deliberateness. These are things we can incorporate deliberately and begin to practice them more, and learn and just make them a part of our daily lives. So you could do things like simply engaging in acts of service and generosity. Just tell yourself to be generous. You lose nothing. So just be generous, acts of service without a need for reward. Help somebody on your way. Like, for example, you're walking to the same bus station and you have a woman, an elderly woman or whoever who is laden with luggage and they could use a hand. Just offer a hand. That's all you could do and that would be enough. You could do things like journaling just to reflect on faith and daily experiences. So you write down stuff and you reflect on them. These reflections would be like good meditations because you then trace back and see the hand of God throughout the day in the experiences you have had. You could also do things like just practicing gratitude for simple things. Be thankful for little things and applying biblical principles in everyday, through everyday challenges. So
now
what we have learned,
yes,
what we have learned in our Bible experiences, we bring to life and we attach those to our everyday busy challenges. Just apply them to, and then you see yourself actually engaging in practical ways with God throughout the day.
Yeah, and I think those are actually quite practical. Thank you so much for that. Now, the in-between moments, you know, how do we use those? You know, like maybe when somebody's waiting in the queue, in the line for an appointment. How do we utilize those to connect with God?
That's a good question. And I'm grateful for Adventist World Radio because for me, I find it easy because it's it's an online radio, so I just tune in, listen in as I pass the time. One of those things that, you know, I find very, very inspiring. So you could do that. Just listen to Adventist World Radio, like we are doing right now.
Yeah.
You could be doing it, passing the time and waiting for stuff.
Yeah,
just listen in and listen to God speak to you. And so we thank God for technology indeed. And speaking of technology, you could actually just be reading a Bible on your phone.
Or
you could read the Spirit of Prophecy on your phone. So those are some of the practical things that, you know, you could be doing as you pass the time, as you wait for stuff, or simply just, and this is one of the things that I am training myself to do right now, pray every time I see an ambulance. When there is no siren, it's an indication for me there is no emergency. It's just moving. But when there is a siren, whether or not the driver is lying to us, you just believe that they actually, and pray for whoever is on the ambulance and rushing for an emergency. One of those things that, you know, it connects you to God despite your busy schedule. And so mindful praying is one of those things we could do. And so there are plenty of things that we could use to connect with God, whatever time of the day. And we could just be deliberate about these things.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, if you could just leave us with a word or two before I let you go to our listeners, what would that be?
All right. God is with us 24/7 of the day.
Of course.
And because he is with us 24/7 of the day, he will never leave nor let us go. So we can create the time to accommodate him and find a meaningful communion with God in whatever situation of the day. And here is the thing. Dry seasons will come. And in those dry seasons, make a deliberate relationship with God that will sustain you through the weightier seasons. So that when the dry seasons come, that relationship, that routine will be able to sustain you by faith in the dry seasons.
Beautiful stuff there. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We're going to leave it there. We'll connect with you once again tomorrow, same time and the same place.
Thank you. Blessed day to you too.
Thank you. Blessings to you too. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.